John, chapter 17. Jesus spoke these things, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you. In accordance with the fact that you have given him authority over all humanity, he gives your eternal life to all those whom you have given him. And this is that eternal life which comes by intimately knowing you, the only true God, and Jesus, the Anointed One, whom you sent. I have glorified you on the earth, having completed the work which you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world existed. I revealed your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have carefully observed your word. Now they know that everything, all that you have given me, comes from you. For the words which you gave me, I have delivered to them, and they have received them. And they know with certainty that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I don't pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me. For they are yours. For all those who are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. I will no longer be in the world, for I am coming to you, Holy Father. But these are in the world. Keep those whom you have given me in your name, so that they may be one in the same way that we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name. I watched over those whom you have given me, so that not one of them was lost except the son of destruction, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I am coming to you, but I say these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I don't pray that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Make them holy by your truth. Your word is truth. In the same way that you sent me into the world, I send them into the world, and for their sakes I make myself a holy offering, so that they also will be made holy by the truth. I am not only praying for them, but also for all those who will believe into me through their word, so that there might be a complete oneness, just as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, that they also may be one with us in our oneness, so that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, so that there would be a complete oneness to the degree that we are one, I and them, and you and me. This is so that they would be perfected into our oneness, in order that the world would know that you sent me, and love them just as you loved me. Father, I desire that those whom you have given me would also be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the establishing of the world. O righteous Father, the world did not know you, but I know you, and these understood that you sent me. And I declared your name to them, and made it known, so that the love with which you loved me would be in them, and I in them. This is the end of John, chapter 17.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.